trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here. Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR, and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home this Wednesday and Saturday versus Utica, and then again on Sunday versus Rockford. Well, the 2015 NFL season's been open for 2 hours now. You can track all that's happened so far at 670thescore.com using the NFL free agent tracker. Some clarity on the Bears and Brandon Marshall trade to the New York Jets. The Bears also did include a 7th-round pick to the Jets to receive the Jets' 5th-round pick for Brandon Marshall. Marshall then spoke with the Jets.com, their online site, and he had this to say about his new team.
You know, to be honest, I think that we can be really good. You know, but what I'm really excited about is the defense. You know, I haven't played with a great defense like that in a very long time.
He hasn't played with a great defense like that in a very long time. That's New York Jets wide receiver
asswipe
Brandon Marshall. The Jets did release wide receiver Percy Harvin today. Safety Antrell Roll is close to signing with the Bears. Conflicting reports regarding wide receiver Eddie Royal and the Bears as well. Steven Paya will sign with Washington. 49ers signed wide receiver Torrey Smith. 5-year deal worth $40 million, 22 guaranteed. The Rams have sent Sam Bradford to Philadelphia for Nick Foles and draft picks. The Saints and Seahawks pull off a big trade. Jimmy Graham and a 4th-round pick to Seattle for Max Unger and the 31st pick in the draft this year. The Ravens have traded Haloti Ngata and a 7th-round pick to the Lions for a 4th and 5th-round picks. DeMarco Murray's a free agent. Looking at Oakland, we're reading. Broncos tight end Virgil Green has signed a new 3-year deal to remain in Denver. The Broncos also have signed tight end Owen Daniels to a 3-year deal. The Colts have signed Trent Cole and Frank Gore and also retained Mike Adams on a 2-year deal. Brian Bulaga will re-sign with the Packers. Former Green Bay linebacker A.J. Hawk has signed a 2-year deal with the Bengals. Brandon Browner is a free agent as the Patriots decline to exercise his option. NBA, the Bulls play the 76ers tomorrow. Blackhawks skate at Arizona on Thursday. In spring training, a couple games going on for you right now. The White Sox lead the Royals 4-2 in the top of the 6th. Tyler Danish was your starter there, 2 1/3, 2 earned runs on 3 hits. The Cubs and Indians are now tied at 4 in the top of the 6th inning. All 4 of the Cubs runs coming on home runs from Wellington Castillo, Baez, Soler, and Bryant. Those 3 went back-to-back-to-back. Travis Wood, your starter, he went 3 innings, 2 earned runs on 7 hits. And some college hoops going on today. It's the ACC tournament. 2 games so far in the books. Boston College over Georgia Tech earlier today, 66-65. And this ending not too long ago, Virginia Tech over Wake Forest, 81-80. Join Jay Zawoski and special guest Chris Versteeg at Benny's Beverage Depot in Evergreen Park tonight from 7 to 8:30 for the 2015 Bud Light On the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by to meet the Ice Girls. Enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. It's brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks, and also Atlantis Limousines. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Zach Zaidman.
Trust me, he's New York tough.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
If you had to do things differently, would you?
No.
Bears sideline reporter for WBBM.
Here's Zach with Mark Trestman.
What stands out to you in that first half?
What is what, Zach?
Zach Zaidman.
I'm not Edward from Twilight.
Zach Zaidman yes, with is. Boys and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
What is what, Zach?
That's what we say. What is what?
You're
what,
fired, Zach? Mark. Get out of here.
Oh, my God. I have 3 Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Guess who's here?
He's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. All right, so the first question I have, Zach, do you know why why the Pernell McPhee deal has yet to be announced.
Because technically, the league has warned all these teams not to announce anything until it's done. And, you know, the Bears are playing it by the rules. So there's going to be, especially when you consider the history of the Bears organization and the Ravens organization, I think that's the reason. You want to make sure a guy takes a physical, he passes, and the agents go over everything, and everything's on the up and up. So the Bears are not going to be playing games, especially with a new regime and new protocols in place as opposed to the years gone by. But it's going to happen.
I was going to say, bottom line is it still happens.
I think I need the reassurance then. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's happening. Some of the other stuff, who knows? But that one is definitely happening. And to me, I think I laugh when I get, and you guys probably get this on Twitter and you're taking calls about it, I'm sure, the people that are screaming for the Bears to do something right now because other teams are doing stuff right now. For the last 3 years, the Bears spent this day making big time moves, right? They trade for Brandon Marshall in Phil Emery's first year as general manager. In year two, they went out and got Jermon Bushron and Martellus Bennett. Last year, they go out and they sign Lamar Houston and Willie Young and Ryan Mundy. It doesn't work. There are no shortcuts in the NFL. You have to be able to draft well. And the thing that stands out to me, guys, is, you know, with Chris Conte and the Bears parting ways, he's on his way to Tampa right now to visit Lovie Smith and the Buccaneers, and Stephen Paya now signing with the Washington Redskins. Do you realize that when you go back to Jerry Angelo's last five drafts, so starting after the last Super Bowl
appearance...
Oh, you're
going to make me throw up, Zach.
No, this is the reason why the Bears are in the situation that they're in right now. The only player left from Jerry Angelo's last five drafts that's still on the Bears is Matt Forte.
Well, it's been a long time.
And that's why the Bears have fallen off the map. And that's one of the reasons that I think George McCaskey made the moves that he made at the end of the season, because then you go to Angelo's replacement in Emery, and the reality is, out of his 20 draft picks that he had, there are only four players that you can say today that you can be certain these guys are part of the future: Alshon Jeffrey, Kyle Long, Kyle Fuller, and I'm going to include Pat O'Donnell because he was a draft pick. The rest of the guys, you don't know where they fit in. We don't know if Jonathan Bostic can play. You don't know.
No.
I mean, I think you have a pretty good idea that Shane McClellan can't be what Phil Emery thought he was going to be. Maybe he fits in a little bit better if he's still around in this 3-4 alignment. But the reality is there aren't a lot of guys that you can be sure of going forward. You go Ferguson, maybe he'll have a role in this 3-4 defense. But I think the problem is that the Bears have not drafted well, and they've tried to circumvent that by spending big money in free agency. But as we've seen over the last few years, very rarely do you spend big money on a free agent and all of a sudden your team ends up being better. If you're maybe one or two players away, I can understand that. For example, when the Bears went out and they signed Julius Peppers to that big deal, they were really one player away from taking that next step, and they were able to get to the NFC Championship game that year. But ultimately, the Bears are in the predicament that they're in is because they haven't drafted well. And if you go back to what Ryan Pace said the day he was hired, quote, "The recipe to winning Super Bowls is stringing successful drafts together again and again. We're not just collecting athletes. We're acquiring football players that fit the Bears. There will be a major emphasis on character, toughness, instincts, and intelligence."
Yeah, you know, it's true also that as I've learned, Zach, about Ryan Pace and the way, the methodical way that he has approached his job, and just how carefully he and deliberately he's put together these reports and the due diligence and the talking to players about everything, that it really is so far. I mean, he's kind of a Boy Scout. You know, he really has all the stuff that he said is true.
And
I understand that he and John Fox, their continued reservations about Jay Cutler really involve what he talked about leadership. Whether I believe in some of the intangibles of the locker room stuff or you do, he really, really does. And it is underlying a lot of the decisions that they make. And I think that's probably the Entrell Roll thing, if I can figure that out, and why you'd bring in for this team a 32-year-old safety, that leadership, when he said about best players and leaders in a locker room, that he and John Fox
are true believers in that.
They want football players where the priority is football. It's that simple. And, you know, with Brandon Marshall, very talented player. No one will argue what Brandon Marshall was able to do on the field. But Brandon Marshall even told you that his top priority was not football. And he made it a point to tell you that over and over again. And then when the circus-like atmosphere surrounded Marshall and the production didn't this past season, I think that was easy for the Bears to say goodbye. And what you said about Pace is what George McCaskey wanted to see the Bears do over the last few years, and they went in the other direction. So that's why he decided to make the change. But in regards to Antrell Roll, it's very simple. The Bears didn't have enough players to properly run a 4-3 defense last year. One of the worst defenses in football over the last two seasons, a team that gave up nearly 30 points per game. So now they're switching to a 3-4. They don't have enough players to run the defense that they want to run right now. So they have to dip into free agency, but they're not going to get into a bidding war with other teams. That's why some of the names that have been linked to the Bears haven't come to the Bears, because they're not going to overspend for guys that aren't going to be difference makers. Good players, yes, but not difference makers. So why go out and get into a bidding war with guys that you know, aren't going to really help you for the – you don't want to get stuck with these contracts that, for example, Phil Emery put the Bears in this position where they've got a lot of contracts on the books that they can't get rid of, including the quarterback, including Jared Allen, and it puts you in a very difficult spot, especially when you don't draft well. But in Roll, you look at the safety market from a free agency standpoint, and there's not a lot there. But Roll is a guy that you can trust. He's a hard hitter. I think one of the things that sticks out when the Bears were probably watching tape, this new regime, just go back to the Thanksgiving game and that game in Detroit where, you know, Brock Vereen pulls up and Calvin Johnson easily is able to make catches. Mm-hmm. That's not what you want out of your safety play. And I think you have
That was embarrassing, Zach. That was really embarrassing for an NFL player.
And go back to what George McCaskey said at the end of the year. It sounded, you know, it sounds good because, you know, the meatheads out there want to hear it. But the reality is you want
they're all in the same room.
You want football players that hit people. And that was not the case.
Players who hit people.
Breaking. Right? You know, Zach, but you do expect, as you point out, you do expect the Bears to be a little busy now when we get to the secondary market, but not in a bidding war with anybody, right? You're not going to fight somebody over something.
No, especially because this is a rebuilding project. It's not like the Cubs where it's going to take 5 years, because the reality is in the NFL, the system is designed to be able to turn things around very quickly.
Help you, yeah.
If you correctly identify guys in the draft, and the Bears have top 10 picks in rounds 1, 2, 3, and 4 in this year's draft. And if they go through another subpar season, then they'll have good picks next year as well. But I think when you look at the safety market in the draft, it's light. When you look at it in free agency, it's light. In Roll, you have a guy who can help you out. And I know that Vic Fangio and Ed Donatell specifically, they like two hard-hitting safeties. We know that Mundy's a hitter. So's Roll from his days, especially at this stage of his career, the last few years with the Giants. But they had Whitner and Golson in San Francisco, two hard-hitting safeties. They want that presence off the middle.
Who's the wideout? I mean, they definitely need help at wide receiver right now, and I'm not quite sure who the next names are if Pace is going to be.
They got Eddie Royal.
Well, they don't have Eddie Royal, though, because